Bruce, the last time you played the Eagles, Chip Kelly was head coach here. What's the biggest difference from watching on tape the first four games and last year of Doug Peterson's offense compared to when you played him last time?
Oh, night and day. You know, night and day. I had all this respect in the world for Chip and what he tried to do. This is, you know, an offense that's been around the league for a long time, and they got a great young quarterback running it.
Bruce, what do you give me your thoughts on Hassan Reddick and how he's doing for you?
Oh, unbelievable. To draft a kid who's never played inside linebacker and throw him out there and start him, he has to be very, very special, mentally and physically, and played extremely well for us. And now that Deion Buchanan is back, he's probably going to play a little more outside linebacker.
What do you think him being a Temple guy? Because, like, you coached in this program, and you know what kind of guys played here. So give me your thoughts on him coming from Temple.
Well, that was a given. We knew he was tough. He came up the right way, great mom and pop. Nothing handed to him, had to work for everything. And he's brought that work ethic with him. Temple kids are very, very proud.
Bruce, you suffered a big loss with David Johnson going down early. How tough has that been to overcome?
Yeah, it is. You know, it's hard to take the best player, basically, in my opinion, in the league, and take him out of the game. But, you know, we had an offense before he was here, and some of those players are here. They got hurt, so he got his opportunity. Now they're getting their opportunity back.
Bruce, you mentioned Wentz. You've been around some pretty good quarterbacks. What do you make of him based upon your film study?
Oh, I loved him coming out. You know, he really reminded me a lot of Andrew Luck. Big, strong, physical, played in a pro offense. Had that linebacker mentality playing quarterback, and it shows up, his toughness. Can really hurt you out of the pocket and in the pocket. But he's such a good athlete that he reminds me a lot of Ben in a lot of ways, how he just throws guys off in the pocket and then makes big plays downfield.
If I recall correctly, you're a big proponent of giving the quarterback as much of the playbook as you can at the line. It seems like the Eagles actually have been doing that a little bit with him. What do you see? What do you see as far as how he handles that?
Well, he did it well in college. You know, it was something that he did check with Mees before, change protections. So he came out of a very, very good offense in college, well coached. So it really wasn't new to him, and he kind of probably already had the keys in his head on why he was changing plays.
Bruce, Frank Reich was saying yesterday that what sets apart great quarterbacks from the pack is their ability to perform situational football, third down, red zone. You've been around some great ones that excelled at that, including Peyton and Ben. How important is that to defining a great quarterback?
Well, yeah, I think those two things, and then two-minute football. Can you bring your team back from adversity and win games? I think that's what separated Andrew Luck as a rookie. I think he still has the record probably for the most comebacks of any quarterback as a rookie, fourth quarter comebacks. And I think you see that in Carson, that he can bring his team back.
Hey, Bruce, coming back to Philly, is that still a special kind of thing to you? You have your roots in Pennsylvania, you worked at Temple. Can you talk about that?
Oh, gosh, yeah. You know, I get more calls when I come back to Philly. Coach, can I see you? Coach, can I see you? Cuz, can I see you? So I got so much family, and all those Temple kids are family, so it's hard to see them all. But I really enjoy coming back.
The last time you were here, you had the guys practice at Temple. Are there any plans to do the same this year?
No, we're staying a little too far away this time, and we're over in Conshohocken, so we're going to just stay there at the hotel.
You had a couple of health scares last year, Bruce. There were reports in December that you didn't, you know, which you vehemently denied, about that you were weighing retirement. During the off season, did you consider that option at all, or were you full speed ahead?
No, I was full speed ahead. You know, once we found the cancer and it was gone, I felt very rejuvenated. And, now the rotator cuff, I'm still fighting that one. But no, it was a hard year physically. If I was ever going to retire because of physical stuff, it would have been last year.
So you're in it for a while now?
I hope so.
I'm Bruce
Fitzgerald. As long as they'll have me.
I'm Fitzgerald, so unique in the slot. How have teams tried to cover him? Have they used bigger corners and safeties, or are they keeping their slot guys?
Most teams use your nickels. He has been, you know, there's an extra guy around him a lot of times, whether it's if they're playing man-to-man, it's the whole defender or the safety dropping in. They usually drop towards him. So it's kind of very, very unusual if he's one-on-one.
Hey, Bruce, talk about Fitzgerald's ability to get open. I mean, he's an older guy now, but he still finds the open spots, man. Can you speak about that?
Yeah, he's really studied the game. It was a hard transition coming from outside. He still plays a ton of outside, but when to go in the slot was all new. And I told him, if you put your mind to it and learn it, you'll get 100 balls again. And you know, he made me right on that one. He has studied it. He understands leverage, what the coverages are, and how to get open in those coverages.
Being able to coach him for a few years now, just what's the most impressive part about Larry Fitzgerald, someone that's clearly going to be going to the Hall of Fame one day?
Everything he does off the field. On the field, he's amazing, but he's even more amazing as a man. The leadership he brings on how to do things professionally, you know, the Walter Payton Man of the Year, I think that just kind of says everything about Larry, because that's him every day.
Hey, Bruce, at 65, I guess a lot of people have applied for Medicare and all that stuff. Does football kind of keep you young, or can you talk about that?
Oh, yeah, I got all my cards. And, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. Standing in the locker room around the guys, it was the same way in college. You know, you kind of understand what everything's being said and what it means. And if I don't know, I ask my 22-year-old granddaughter, hey, what's this mean? Oh, I got you now.
Bruce, it sounds like you did a lot of work on Carson pre-draft. Is that just because, I mean, certainly you're going to do it as a coach of any NFL team, but is there a little more that of your interest in quarterbacks, your background, and maybe spend a little more time on that? Or were you guys seriously consider drafting him?
I have a lot of fun. You know, that's one of the things I love, evaluating the quarterbacks that are coming out every year. So, and I've got a long list of 20 years or so of evaluating them. So I know who he reminds me of. And, you know, so yeah, if he would have fallen to us, I'd have been ecstatic.
Your own quarterback turns 38 in December, Bruce. I mean, obviously, he's Brady in place for another 5 years. But at the moment, it looks like that's a position that's unsettled going forward long term. What's the window of opportunity like for this team right now?
Well, you know, sports science has changed all that stuff. Those numbers are kind of out the window. These guys play until they're 40 because Carson's probably in the best shape he's been in a long time physically. And we just got to quit getting him hit so much. But. You know, I don't know. I don't put timetables on those things. We just go year to year, game to game. And you know, this team, we've suffered some adversity injury wise, but we're hanging in there with everybody else.
How about what you've seen on from the Eagles offensively, specifically the last 2 weeks with their run game and also their offensive line play?
Well, you know, LeGarrette, he's a handful every time he gets the ball, and for a big man, he can make you miss. He can run you over, make you look bad. And their offensive line is solid. I mean, those are all big time guys. And adding Alshon, Nelson's moving, Torrey. I mean, got a ton of weapons, so that kind of helps. But it all starts with the running game.
How about Zach Ertz? You've seen him now 4 or 5 years. How's he developed year to year?
No, he gets better and better. I mean, he's a dual threat guy. He block you, he can run, he can beat you deep. He's hurt us in the past.
What are the challenges of facing a Jim Schwartz coach defense?
You better have your P's and Q's, and you better be physical. Jimmy's one of the best, and I always respect him. It's a unique style of defense, and it's a very good one. But your tight ends, they're in for an all-day chore blocking those defensive ends, and same thing in the middle of the pocket.
Bruce, you guys are only averaging about 21.5 rushing attempts a game. I know losing David's a big part of that. I mean, does balance mean much for you in offense? Or I mean,
yeah, it starts there. I mean, our problem is fourth quarters dictate how many runs you have in a game. If you're behind, if you're ahead, We've been in dogfights. We're probably throwing it more in the fourth quarter than I'd like to. I'd like to stay balanced up till then and then see how the game plays out.
How does Andre Ellington fit in terms of that receiving back for you?
Well, he was the original one. We drafted David Johnson to back up Andre. And because he was such a good receiver, we never even dreamt we had such a great runner. And then Andre obviously had the foot injuries for 2 years. So he was the guy that started it all, and he's also a very explosive runner. He's not a 30-touch guy, though. You've got to watch his touches.
Hey, Bruce, speaking of the draft and receivers, talk a little bit about Chad Williams from Grambling State. It was a third-round pick for y'all.
Oh, I love him. Oh, he's going to be a good one. He's loaded. We're loaded right now. The problem with us is two of our receivers are our best special teams players, and I can't put him on the bench and get him going. He started playing a little bit, and then we had to make him inactive. But big, strong, physical. Again, I don't like comparing guys, but I knew Roddy White in college because he played with my son, and he reminds me a lot of Roddy White.
As someone has been coaching a long time, Doug Peterson in his second year as a head coach, what are your impressions about Doug Peterson?
Oh, solid, man. He knows the game inside and out. Excellent coach. You look at his team, they're well prepared every single week.